This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line presented by TC Trailers. If you are not pulling a TC trailer, you are not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big Deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. And Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by 51 West Event Center, the Farmers Bank, Shoup's Country Foods, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arborwood by Shoup's, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, the Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinning, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfurt, and Copper Electric Services, LLC. Hey, Mel, how are you today?
Not too bad. We're staying up late watching the game and the Olympics.
I was going to say, I didn't watch anything once the actual game was over. Were you pleased with the outcome?
I picked Seahawks, so I guess. Me, I mean, I don't know. I just felt like it was their year.
I just pick them because I like their uniforms better, and I'm not a big Patriots fan because of, you know, some things that have happened with the Colts in the past. So
yeah, I know, but that the Patriots are a whole new team.
Doesn't matter. I mean, still in like my world, not doing 30. It. Not cutting them any slack at all.
It's like 30 rookies on that team. Or something like that, like first or second year. Yeah, it's crazy.
So did you watch the halftime show?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you like it?
Yeah, I did, but I like all kinds of music, so.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I enjoyed it.
Okay. Did you like the commercials?
I got some favorites, yeah. There were some definite laugh-out. I mean, there were some tear-jerkers, and then there were the laugh-out-loud ones, but yeah. Yeah, I was pretty happy with some of them. A few of them I'd already seen, though, you know, because they released some of them early. But yeah, one of them I hadn't seen was the Dunkin' Donut one. You know, good. And for a lot of people, if you were trying to figure out what Ben Affleck was doing, that was from Good Will Hunting, and that's the character that he was playing. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool to bring all those 90s stars back. It was pretty funny.
And so you liked the Dunkin' ad. What else did you like?
I really liked the, of course, Budweiser. You can't go wrong with Clydesdales.
No, I loved the ad.
You can't, you know, free bird. You
kind of back to what they know they're supposed to be doing from
you
the.
You can't go wrong with the free bird and the little, they had three. Budweiser actually had three ads. They had the free bird. They had the one with the puppy. And then that gets lost in the city and finds his way back. They had that one. But then they also had the, which I thought was funny, but yet it was a little off the mark, the beer keg.
Okay.
From the wedding, rolling down the,
yeah.
It was funny, but yet it wasn't like their top notch.
I thought it was funny, but.
It was funny.
Yeah.
And I think it was more funny because of the people that were in it. I mean, Post Malone and Peyton Manning.
they put some unique folks together.
Definitely. But Larry's favorite, I mean, he literally laughed out loud and just giggled the whole time, was the Uber Eats with Bradley Cooper and Matthew McConaughey. Those have been funny. They've done that routine quite a bit, but that last night's was probably one of their best. Of course, the choice by Pepsi. The polar bear, you know. Supposedly, Coca-Cola has made a rebuttal to that with a commercial, but I don't know if it's actually Coca-Cola's done that or if somebody's done an AI version of it, but it was pretty good online.
Yes.
And then YouTube TV with the Kelce's, mm-hmm. with Jason and his wife, Kylie, mm-hmm. and the I thought that was good. So those are some of my favorites. I don't know. What do you think?
I liked the Budweiser commercials. I thought those were pretty good. I was surprised at some of the candy commercials. The Gushers thing and the nerdsy things.
Yeah.
I was surprised at some of those.
Yeah, I was too.
Because really, I think of that target audience as children.
Yeah.
Mostly. Kids, teenagers, whatever. Yeah. And here they are kind of appealing to adults. So.
Yeah. Well, the Bueno one was funny.
Yes, I liked that one.
That was funny. And I mean, even Larry laughed and then he looked at me. He says, "What is that?" So I had to explain to him what Bueno is.
Sure, yes.
You know, but hey.
All right. Well.
And Pringles.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter.
I didn't see that one.
You didn't see that one?
I didn't see that one. Uh-uh. I must have got up at that time
or something. I'll have to show you that one because it kind of goes off of her song, Man Child. Okay. And she builds this boyfriend out of Pringles. It's actually pretty funny.
That is funny.
It is funny. It is funny.
Well, congratulations to the Carroll Cougars lady basketball team, winners of the sectional for that. However many A sectional, 1, 2, 3, 4.
One A.
Okay, there we go. Okay, so they were single A winners over the weekend, beating Clinton Central, but really great sectionals. Good games.
It was. Good games.
Good games. Yeah, the girls all did well, but congratulations to the Lady Cougars.
Yeah, they move on, play Saturday at 1 o'clock.
That's what I was going to ask you if you knew.
Yeah, play Saturday at 1 o'clock. I believe it's a one and done. If I'm not mistaken, have to ask Sam, but for sure. But I believe it's a one and done for a regional championship on Saturday at 1 o'clock, and that will be at Marion. We're planning on being there.
Okay, I was going to ask about that too.
Yeah.
We also have a game Friday night, mm-hmm. which is boys basketball, Clinton Prairie at Rossville. You can watch that game on HoosierlandTV.com Friday night. 7:30 is the time on that. And we'll have more details, I think, after Sam has a chance to kind of take a breath and regroup from working all weekend. So we'll hear more and have more details on that coming up as well. Some of the things happening locally here in the next couple of days. Today is the 9th of February already. This evening, there's a 5 o'clock Board of Public Works and a 7 o'clock Common Council meeting. And then also coming up this week, some February dates you might want to be aware of. 4-H Day at the State House is February 10th. So if you have kids involved, that is coming up tomorrow. State meets, milk quality and unified animal dairy meat CDEs. That's coming up on Saturday. And teen leadership camp registration is due on Friday. This is in the Clinton County newsletter. So this is for Clinton County only, not necessarily Carroll or Boone County. So those are some of the things that you have to look forward to this week. Also tomorrow, February 10th, is another Muffins with the Mayor. And of course, during the winter months, these are at the Frankfort Community Public Library and Harry's Coffee Shop. That's the lower level. And 9 o'clock is the time on that tomorrow. So if you would like to go speak with the mayor, that is 9 o'clock tomorrow with Muffins with the Mayor. Some things happening in Burlington we want to make you aware of. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Burlington Town Council meeting for February. And that is at 7 o'clock at Burlington Town Hall, so you can look forward to that. Also coming up, Carroll Consolidated School Corporation has a board meeting tomorrow night. Also coming up on Thursday, the 12th, The Crossing is having a family night. That's from 5 o'clock until 7. And again, they're at 3002 Wabash Street in Frankfort. The meal will be provided, games, prizes, and family fun at The Crossing. So looking forward to that coming up Thursday evening. And then something your family is pretty familiar with coming up on Sunday is the Tipton Farm Toy Show.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be fun.
Are you going?
I'm sure we probably will. Just not sure exactly how that's going to look, but yeah.
And I don't know what happened to my sheet, but I also know that the Humane Society still has their specials going on for pets this week.
When is their spaghetti dinner?
That's not for a little bit yet.
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, because I know that's going to be.
The specials are coming up for the pets through Valentine's Day.
I was going to say, they always do a Valentine's Day thing. Mm-hmm. So
check with the shelter for some great, sweet, lovable animals.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be able to get Cheyenne tomorrow. Hopefully she won't be busy for pet of the day.
She's been a busy little beaver.
Yes, she has.
Today, by the way, is National Pizza Day. I don't know what you're thinking about lunch, but today is National Pizza Day. Are we thinking pizza for lunch today?
I think our lunch is planned today.
Oh, well, we could do pizza, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Think we can get him out of his routine?
I think we can get Ken to do that. We're going out with Ken Hartman today for lunch. So, by the way, collectively, Americans consume about 350 slices of pizza per second. That's about 100 acres worth of pizza each day.
I wonder if you can you include like pizza rolls and all that kind of stuff in with that too?
I don't know. That's
pizza
a good
pockets.
Question.
I mean, pizza comes in all forms anymore.
True. Pepperoni is the most popular topping, especially on Super Bowl Sunday. Each year, more than 3 billion pizzas are sold in the U.S., not including 1 billion frozen pizzas. That's 4 times as much as the rest of the planet. So we are doing our part on pizza.
Yeah. You know, I am proud of myself. I did not order pizza last night, though.
We did not.
Normally we do for Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh,
we get pizza and we have the snack tray, relish tray, you know, and pizza. And no, I actually cooked.
What'd you make?
Oh, we just did I did simple stuff, hamburgers and stuff, and salads. We had chef salads last night during the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah.
When was the last time you cleaned out your vehicle?
It needs to be done again. After all the work that's been done to it, I need to do that
well,
again.
Well, you're not the only one, if that makes you feel better. What's the weirdest trash you've ever found in your car? Well, a new survey has found that about a third of us are embarrassed by how filthy the inside of our car is and admit to keeping clothes in there. What's wrong with keeping some clothes in there? You never know when you're going to...
During the winter months especially.
I do too. I keep an extra set of boots. I've got gloves. I've got hat. But even so...
I will admit, I do have mine like in a gym bag, and I take it and throw it in when it's going to be really bad.
Yeah.
But then I take it back in the house when it's...
I leave it in there during the winter months, and I take it out in the spring. That's not as bad as 1/5 of drivers who fessed up to having half-eaten fast food somewhere under the seat. But the weirdest things ever found in a messy car, someone's dentures, Sammy Sosa bobblehead... And one person said, my husband's fake leg.
Oh, jeez.
You know.
Okay.
How do you misplace the leg?
Yeah. Or the dentures. I mean, the bobblehead I could see.
The bobblehead I could see. You I'm know, with but, you. But yeah, the other two?
They ain't nothing half eaten in my car.
No, I'm with you.
If it's in my car, it's been ate. It may be a wrapper, but I don't leave anything half eaten.
No. I hear you. I try not to leave that kind of stuff in the car. But I'm with you. I do have some clothes just in case.
A blanket. I do have that. I have 2 blankets in there.
So what? I didn't think the clothes was that big of a deal.
No. I have 2 blankets. The clothes I take back and forth. I'll leave them in there when it's super, super cold. But when if it's not, I'll take them back in the house. But it's mainly like extra antifreeze, extra quart of oil. I have a little container, little thing that is full of
just your emergency stuff,
car necessities, and then that sits in the
jumper
corner.
Cables.
Yep. Yeah, I got all that stuff.
Yep, I do too.
That's my main thing that's in my car.
Hey, my dad said, "Don't ever go anywhere without a set of jumper cables." So I don't. I just leave them in there and take them with me.
I got those when I was driving when I got my car, my first car. My dad got me a set of jumper cables.
That's so funny. That's a great gift for somebody that's turning 16 and about to get their driver's license, isn't it? Like a good car care kit.
Yeah.
It's a great gift.
Yep.
Did you wager anything on yesterday's Super Bowl?
No.
Americans put down about $1.8 billion on the game last night. But not just who'd win or lose. One of the biggest pro bets was the color of the Gatorade they'd dump on the winning coach. And by the way, it was yellow. But okay.
No, it was the regular.
Was it regular?
Mm-hmm.
There were 10-1 odds that Stephon Diggs would propose to Cardi B after the game. And someone bet Bad Bunny would expose a certain part of his body during the halftime show. Above the waist. It was above the waist, but still taking his shirt off. So there you go. That's what people are betting on.
Yeah. They lost a lot of money last night.
I was going to say, I've never made a bet.
Oh, no.
On one of those, what is it, FanDuel or something? I've never done that.
Well, it's like a stupid, I thought it was a stupid commercial. I don't know. Anybody who likes the Jenners probably would like it. But the Kendall Jenner one on betting and how people bet on her life and stuff. But it was funny because it was a cool take on the ridiculousness of it. But yet, I didn't see the point.
How long's it been since you've been to your high school reunion?
Trying to remember what year we just had one. So,
who hasn't gone to their high school reunion pretending like they had their life together? Why bother? I totally don't have my life together. No. So why would I show up thinking I do?
No, we all know each other well. Well,
yeah,
so
that's it. I mean, maybe that's for people who live in bigger areas than we do, but hang on, because science says you might be onto something. A new study has found reminiscing with your former classmates and realizing that everyone's life isn't perfect can help you feel grateful for what you've got.
The majority of my class is still around, even if the ones that have moved away at first are back. So a lot of us are here.
Sure. They say it's nostalgia that helps trigger that perspective. They found that listening to throwbacks from our childhood helps, too.
Interesting.
So there you go.
When was your last one?
Oh, goodness. We did have one.
Ours was 2 years ago.
Yeah, we don't have them that often, to be honest.
Oh, we do.
You.
Every 5 years.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Good for you guys.
Yeah. In fact, we're already in the planning stages for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy and I have been conversing and trying to decide when we're going to take the time to go check some places out. But yeah.
Huh. Okay. So. Yeah. No, I we don't have them that often. So we don't do the every 5 years. I don't even think we do every 10 years. But every once in a while, somebody will get on social media and say, "Hey, everybody, let's get together."
Yeah,
I don't even know if it's in like a number of years that's like a 5, 10, 15, or 20. It might be a 27 or something. I don't know.
We've done the 5 years ever since we graduated. So
wow.
Every 5 years.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I think it's impressive that
I've only missed one. So
that my mom, some of her class still gets to. Of course, she only had 8 in her class. So she graduated from very small. So she went to Circleville. But still.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they get together, and now it's they do. I think everybody, not just one class.
The whole school.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think that's pretty cool that they still do that.
Yeah.
And she graduated in 1954. So
we were actually starting. It was funny, and we were doing suggestions at our reunion for the next reunion, and it's been pretty funny. So
we have Ag Day, by the way, coming up on March 18th. You want to talk about some of the things that we've got planned at this point?
I don't know. We got a little bit planned.
We do.
Well, we're waiting on confirmations. That's
right.
The big thing.
We've got an ag economist already scheduled, and that'll be good to talk to them.
Yeah, we've got, of course, Amy Webster's going to be on from Purdue Extension, talking about everything that they offer, because a lot of people don't realize how much is available through Purdue Extension. So we've got that going on. Eric Pfeiffer is going to be back from Hoosier Ag, and we're going to get in depth on some things, especially some of the, bills and some of the stuff that we're seeing coming out of Congress, and we're going to talk some
more
about all that.
Definitely a lot to talk about.
Yeah. Huge, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be fun.
We have reached out to our lawmakers, and we have not had a very good response, to be honest with you.
Mm-mm.
So just keep that in mind when you're voting, I guess, right?
Well, I keep saying that about a couple of them, but it's not doing any good. I think it's going to be a good program once we get everybody. We've got a couple of them that have been dealing with sports stuff, too. So we're just kind of letting people's lives settle down just a little bit. So,
what do you think about the Savannah Guthrie thing with her mom? And it sounds like it's just a basic kidnapping.
I don't know.
It's sad.
It's really strange. And there's been some kind of twists. And of course, you can't believe everything that's thrown out there on social media. And a lot of the news outlets, they're guessing because, of course, the FBI, the police department, the sheriff's department, they're all being very tight-lipped, but they have to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, please, let's understand that they're dealing with someone's life. And so they
can't. So today is the deadline at 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
For the $6 million.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. So, but those reports have not come from, those came from news outlets. Those did not come from the actual law enforcement. So, is that true?
Don't know.
That's the thing.
Yeah, that's just scary.
It's, yeah. And for the medication that she's on and everything else, it's just, you don't know whether.
Well, thoughts and prayers out to that family and to Mrs. Guthrie.
I still say it's targeted. I still say it's targeted.
Well, scary regardless.
Yep.
On a much, much lighter note, there's something about the Carolinas and Idaho that had a lot of Americans picking them up and moving there last year. Those places saw the most domestic migration. This is according to fresh U.S. Census data. That means people move to those states than any other. Can't say they blame them, though. Some of the other states that people move to, Hawaii. I can't say that I really blame people for moving to Hawaii.
Yeah.
But some moved to Alaska and California as well.
Alaska to live off-grid, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So, anyway, there you go. Now, if you're looking for something fun to do, oh, no. Let's talk about this before we talk about that, since we're on the topic of moving. Here's a switch. Parents are considering moving in with their kids, and the children might not have a choice about it. A new survey has found that more than a third of American adults are now considering it as a way to save on the cost of retirement. Almost two-thirds of kids say they've been avoiding having the folks at home conversation and admit just moving mom and dad into the basement is easier than discussing their options.
Huh. That's interesting. Now, I've heard of children, well, I guess grown children that have their own families, you know, asking their parents who are retired to move in to help with the kids.
Sure.
You know, and I get that.
I get that as well.
As somebody who does a lot of driving to watch Puddin and Peanut, yeah, I get that. But that's kind of interesting.
Do you like roller coaster rides? Water rides, all those? Are you a rider?
I don't even remember the last time I rode rides, to be honest.
Now that the world's tallest water slide is about to open in Saudi Arabia, you have to wonder how many people will end up with shredded bathing suits by the time they're finished. The Jannoon Drop is technically a water coaster, since they use giant inner tubes that can seat up to four people. But it's got a 12-story near-vertical drop that's so insane they make you sign a waiver first.
Yeah, no.
And because it's the first water slide with a double loop, you can't ride it if you're expecting, have high blood pressure, or have a heart condition. That just sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
Like, no, there's a fine line between danger and fun, and I'm for fun, but I don't like danger.
Well, and with it being a water, I mean, I want to know how.
I want to see it.
I want to see how the inner tubes and stuff are, if it's inner tubes, how are they staying in the track?
I don't know the answer to that. We'll have to look it up.
There has to be some way for them to stay in the track.
I would think so, too.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Centrifugal force is not going to be enough to get me on that thing.
I don't know. It starts swinging me around. I got enough gravity. I might keep spinning and spinning and spinning. Mm-hmm. What's our weather forecast, by the way? It's supposed to be decent today, isn't it?
We got a mix for the whole week. We got a mix of clouds and sunshine and stuff. Some warmer temperatures. We're going to see lows in the 20s. We're going to see upper 30s. We might hit 44 tomorrow. Or Wednesday, I think it is. Wednesday is actually, we might fit 44. So, first chance of possible precipitation, maybe a little bit Thursday night or and Friday night overnight, just because we're going to dip down and it's the moisture is going to be in the air. But otherwise,
it just seems like the snow has been around for a long time this time because nothing has melted really.
Well, no, we had all that cold weather, and until the cold gets pushed through from the south and everywhere, we're not going to lose it. It's going to stay here. So it's going to be a little while before it melts off.
Come on, spring. Come on, spring.
Well, we might see a little taste of an early spring. Maybe next week is what they're saying. But it's Indiana, man. It's a roller coaster. Talking about roller coasters.
There you go.
That's Indiana's weather. So,
friendly reminder as well that Saturday is Valentine's Day. So if you are thinking about getting something for your significant loved one, you do have a little time to do that, but you definitely might want to be making reservations if you're going someplace, or you might want to get your card early before
the good cards
are sold out.
Yeah, and get on Big Deals.
There you go. Check out welovebigdeals.com or go to Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and all you have to do there is click the Big Deals tab. I hear a very friendly voice out the hallway there.
Know.
That is Corey Faulkner, and she is the Assistant Director of United Way of Clinton County. She is going to be coming up as our guest here on Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.